Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I thought it was great. I just wish we could actually hear him. I was waiting for a solo, but didn't get it. But, I mean, they killed it. It was awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, everyone was watching. I think he even had a watch party in the building here. So people came up here to watch it. But I was watching it at home, making sure I didn't miss it. But they did great. Hopefully they keep going. Oh, everyone's been singing now. Everyone thinks they can sing after seeing that. But we actually started the team meeting today with the song. It came on. Everybody was singing, and he was just standing there smiling. He didn't actually sing today, but it was fun watching him in that setting. It was cool.
What was the song?
Lean On Me. It's a good one.
Dawson, what's it been like adding O.J. Howard
to the Oh, it's been awesome. There's going to be so much versatility this offense now. 12-13 personnel, bring us in, run the ball, spread us out, get us good matchups, and he's a great dude too, so he's just kind of increasing the work ethic of the whole group, and anytime you can increase competition in the group, it's just gonna make the whole group better.
He's obviously, you know, was a high draft pick. I mean, just what stands out about he's obviously a physical presence running down the team.
You said what stands out?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just his size. Like, he makes me feel small. You know, that dude's massive. He's got a great catch radius. He runs good routes, and he's strong, too. So he's just a very well-rounded tight end that's going to, you know, I think he'll make a splash this year for us.
What's it like, being, coached by Coach Dorsey now that he's the OC? What different twist does he bring to this offense?
Oh, it's been great so far. Just moving different pieces to different parts we haven't played. It might be the same play call, but you might be lined up at a different position, so you're running routes you're not used to right now. But, it's just that versatility thing. You know, it's getting us spread out to get the right matchups and giving the defense something they haven't seen before with this offense. So there's going to be a lot of cool pieces that come together, especially as we work through camp. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to have confidence and to know you can go out and do what you want to do. But at the same time, you don't ever want to feel comfortable or complacent. So it's just all about building on it and just taking another step too. Because I don't, feel like I've hit the pinnacle of my game. I feel like I've just, started to scratch the surface. So I'm ready to take another step.
Was there some point of emphasis for you, either like with your body or, learning?
Kind of increasing my route tree and working different routes I haven't worked before with Josh and just working on timing.
You talked about before that the fact that you were a quarterback in high school and then you're kind of injured in college. Do you start to feel more like comfortable doing tight end things? More and more?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a dumb question, but just the fact of.
Yeah, just the more you do something, the more you're going to get comfortable with it. I do feel like I can do whatever's required of me now, and it's kind of just been a step-by-step deal, day by day, stacking good days on good days. I'd say the comfortability in terms of just playing the position at all, whether it's blocking, pass protection, or running routes, I feel like it's started to become a little natural.
How are you approaching the contract here, understanding that you don't at this point after the season?
I mean, I don't think it's any different than any other year. you start thinking too much about stuff like that, it's going to just distract you from how you play on the field. So it's just same old year, same old thing.
Dawson, how do you look at, and from your perspective, the celebrity of Josh Allen that's become this offseason? We see him at the F1 race. You see him on TV playing against Brady and Rodgers. Everywhere he goes, he's on TMZ going to dinner. Just what do you make of what that's become and how perhaps he's not changed?
Oh, yeah, I don't think he's changed a bit. Just that notoriety with how well he's playing is just going to keep coming. But, I mean, I haven't seen that change him at all. You know, he's just the same old guy cracking jokes on the sidelines and quoting movies that no one's ever heard from or heard of. But, yeah, the dude's hilarious, and he's one of the greatest competitors I've ever played with. So he's, I don't think he's going to change at all.
Dawson, to follow up on that a little bit, as John was asking that question, you can tell him I wanted to smile a little bit. You're close with Josh. Is it kind of funny to you how much of a star he's become?
Yeah, just because no one truly knows his personality. You know, I mean, he lets it come out every now and then, but, you know, 23 hours of the day, he's got to be on. You know, he's got to have that, you know, persona of being a professional, you know, superstar. But if people got to know him behind the scenes, they'd figure out he's truly hilarious. Like,
what can you tell us about that 1 hour that you've seen that maybe it doesn't really kind of show everything?
Every day is a new D's Nuts joke. So you can never be comfortable around him, because anytime he comes up and asks you a question, you just have to walk away. But that's why he loves having the rookies, because they have no idea. So they're just like, oh, what is it? And then he just, you know, anybody new in the locker room, and then it spreads to the whole team, and by the end of the day, everyone's cracking the same joke. So, but yeah, that's a little peek into his personality.
And that's, I mean, he's, we all see him as being a leader.
Right. Yeah.
But how adeptly does he balance that leadership and yet looseness?
It's insane. Like, even on the sideline during games, like, you know, he's light. He keeps things, you know, it kind of takes the pressure off, because he'll be kind of, you know, joking back and forth with you. But you step on that field and no one can flip the switch like him. Like, he, you know, has fire in his eyes. He's ready to go down and, you know, run over a defensive end or jump over a linebacker or, you know, throw 80-yard touchdown passes. So when that switch flips, no one wants to get in his way, and that's what makes him the incredible player that he is.
Being talked about the halftime of Tampa and as being a moment where he saw that switch flip with Josh, I'm not sure of what was said or what he did, but, you know, did you see that in him as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was a turning point, and it kind of made us realize that we needed to just shift gears and really put the pedal to the metal. Like, it was go time from there. So I think that game was a great representation of how we can really turn it on when we need to. And it kind of let us know that the season was coming to an end soon, and we had to go. So that was, even though we ended up losing that game in overtime, it was a great indicator to show what our team is capable of, coming back from a deficit like that. And that flip switch, you can turn on.
How much was Josh behind that?
Oh, I mean, he's, you know, our MVP is our go-to guy. He controls everything. There's a reason he gets paid what he gets paid. Honestly, deserves more. But, like, he's, you know, he's our guy. So he's the field general, and everyone's going to rally around him. And, yeah, it wasn't really like a halftime speech or anything. He's not a rah-rah guy. He just goes out there and does what he's capable of. He was playing through an injury, and we all knew that too. So it's just kind of seeing what he does on the field that gets everyone so rallied.
Dawson, you mentioned both how OJ brings more options to this offense, but then also Ken Dorsey is using all differently. How different can this tight end group look this season?
You know, I think just the more we can add to the offense, the better. You know, hopefully we can get, you know, a lot of 13 personnel involved with Tommy, and then Reggie in the backfield playing fullback, especially now with OJ. I mean, it's going to be scary to see what our offense is capable of.
Do you lobby for that? Like, are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The more tight ends, the better. Yeah, we always joke that we hate, you know, when 10 personnel is out there without the tight ends. But, yeah, we want as many of us out there as we can get.
Dawson, your next practice was
been like about what that experience is and where you've done with guys?
Yeah, it kind of honestly just feels like college camp. Going away, you're in the dorm rooms. It's great mentally, too, to kind of get out of Buffalo, get out of your homes, and kind of have that feeling of everyone's kind of going to war together, because those days are long and they're tough. But when you spend them so closely with all the guys, it kind of brings the team together, too. So, it's nothing new to us or to me or really to anybody, because everyone's gone through a camp where they're in dorm rooms and sleeping off campus, doing stuff like that. But I think everyone's kind of excited about it, especially the new guys that haven't been to Rochester yet.
How does it feel to be number one on the leaderboard for the tight end university?
Oh, yeah. Huge, huge shout out to Bills Mafia. I think I posted one or two things, and I was, I don't know, probably in 30th place or something. I was probably last. It came to my attention that this competition was going on for tight end U. I put one thing up on my story, and now I think I'm in first by like three or four times the next guy. It just shows you how great our fan base is, and there's nobody that can compete. So I hope we keep that going.
Do you approach that any differently this year, tight end you? Are you starting to give advice to guys, or are you still listening?
Yeah, I mean, mostly listening. I think, you know, there's a few things I was able to share last year, and there will be a few questions I get this year too, but it's really listening to the guys like, you know, Travis Kelce, who's led the league in receiving yards, receivers too. Like, he's led literally everyone in receiving yards over the last, I don't know, 5 years or something. So it's always fun getting behind or getting in the film room with guys like that and seeing like little things that they might see in a defense or in a film cut up, and then stuff that they see on the field and how they read and react to certain defenses. So it's always fun picking one or two pieces from other people's game that you might apply to yourself. Oh, yeah, he's great. I got stuff that I do at home all the time that he gave me, whether it's an app on the phone or a, you know, ping pong ball shooting machine. There's tons of stuff you can do by yourself, and he's awesome. Like, he works with MLB catchers and hockey goalies and really all sports. So it was really cool last year to get introduced to that, but it's been fun building on it, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.